Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. I'm very pleased to say a man who is at the forefront of that fight in Capitol Hill these days is with us for our first segment. He is Congressman Robert Pittenger. He represents the people of the 9th Congressional District of North Carolina. Serves in a number of interesting capacities, including as a member of the House Committee on Financial Services, and oversees for it a bipartisan task force to investigate terrorism financing. He has also been working on China, on the Congressional Executive Commission on China, and has just recently returned from a trip that we'll discuss momentarily to Latin America, looking into terrorism financing there. And Congressman, it's delightful to have you back. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us.
Good day to you. Always good to be with you.
Thank you. I want to start, before we get to Latin America, with another issue that I know you've been very concerned about, as you should be, and that is what the Obama administration has been doing to enable the government of Iran to engage in all kinds of terrorism activities, including, it would appear, the financing of them. Most recently, there's talk that it will enable the Iranians to get back into sort of the dollar-based economy and international transactions with banks that are dollar-denominated. Give us a sense of how serious a problem that would be and what you think ought to be done about it.
Well, you know, the president, regrettably, has given concession after concession to Iran. This is frankly in contrast to what Ronald Reagan did with the Soviet Union and kept the pressure on them, and the Soviet Union collapsed without firing a shot. But in this regard, what he's done in enabling them or positioning them to be able to do business with the dollar, that frankly it's going to hurt American anti-terror financing initiatives. If, for example, the Financial Action Task Force, they base their global compliance assessments largely on the posturing of the United States, the use of American dollars in international transactions. And if we promote and support American dollars flowing through Iran, we are signaling to FATF and the rest of the world we no longer prioritize counterterrorism finance initiatives.
It also presumably becomes much more difficult to track what they're doing in terms of terrorism financing, wouldn't it not?
Yes. And, of course, when the initial sanctions were lifted, there were 46 banks in Iran. A number of them will be approved to be allowed to transfer money to the international financial system. It's called the SWIFT Authority. And tracking that money, the $100 billion that came to Iran as a result of the repatriated oil profits, plus the ongoing economic benefit from their trade with lifting of economic sanctions. So we have taken what would be considered a garden snake and turned it into a boa constrictor.
Is there something that Congress can do about what the administration seems to be poised to do, let alone what it's already done with regard to transforming this dangerous snake?
Well, I think that we should be considering renewed sanctions on Iran. I think they have demonstrated to the world that they have no interest in being a true partner of peace. They've been very provocative in the testing of the ICBMs. They've threatened the Strait of Hormuz. They certainly are not one that we believe seeks the best interest of peace throughout the world, clearly. And they continue to be very provocative and fully engaged in the terror finance business.
Congressman, let's talk about your trip to Colombia, Panama, Paraguay, and Argentina. You have had an opportunity in the course of those travels to take stock of some places where there's an awful lot of interaction between drug lords and terrorist organizations. Give us sort of the essence of your findings, if you would, please.
There seems to be a growing nexus of the criminal element and along with the terrorist groups and the criminal narcotic element. I mean, the growth of cocaine is now unrestricted, and as the country of Colombia is no longer spraying the cocaine by an agreement reached with FARC and the government this last October. So here is FARC, and many people believe that this group has had as much as $25 billion of revenue that has come back to them as a result of the cocaine trafficking, will be even more unrestricted. And, of course, this is as a result of a peace agreement with FARC. So now we're the concern of many of the leaders down there, particularly those in Argentina. There's an area called the tri-border area up where Paraguay, Brazil, and Argentina converge, there where there's a lot of trafficking and border crossing and transfer of individuals and funds, and really unrestricted. We were at one border crossing going in from Brazil to Paraguay, and absolutely no one was stopped at all. They don't have resources down there. Some of the, I would say the leaders we talked to had full commitment to be supportive, but they don't have the technological ability to work with our very sophisticated software capabilities that can data mine and can look for the algorithms of the where this money could be coming from and flow to. And we've got really good capabilities, but we don't have partners at this point who can be able to work with us.
Bring them to bear. Well, and as you've indicated, Congressman Pittenger, we're concerned as well about the insertion into some of those areas of known terrorist groups like Hezbollah, which are obviously upping the ante on the danger that's
Well, Hezbollah's been down there for a number of years, probably 20 years. There's a strong Lebanese population there. And Iran is engaged down there with trade. Obviously, they started in Venezuela. We're looking at other interested terrorist organizations who look and always for different avenues for revenue. We have two tools to win in this war against them. One is good intelligence. The other one is intercepting their money.
And again, your attention to the terrorism financing piece of this is really appreciated, Congressman. Let me turn to one other piece of this, and that is on the home front. There is a concern that the Obama administration has seen fit to modify unilaterally, without going back to Congress, I might add, the statutes prohibiting material support for terrorism to say it's okay to engage in limited material support for terrorism if you're trying to come into this country. That's not going to be an impediment to you. Should we be concerned, Congressman Pittenger, that this approach could well translate into a more wholesale support for so-called charities in this country as well as elsewhere that are engaged in what amounts to zakat and support for terrorism, in fact?
The president is grossly naive, misguided in every respect of how he's addressed our adversaries, whether it's Russia or China or Iran and, of course, the terrorists. He's apologized. He's acquiesced to them. He's even called the terrorist a JV team. And he has even come to the forefront to acknowledge that they're an Islamic terrorist group. And, you know, so I think his whole worldview is different and is beyond understanding. And yet his policies derive from his own worldview. And he believes that if we're nicer, they'll be better. And frankly, our partners in the Gulf states know far different. I've sat down with the heads of state and foreign ministers, and they're bewildered. They don't understand this president. They never understood the Iran agreement. One of them said to me, one head of state said, you know, Congressman, it's like if we went to Russia and negotiated a treaty with Ukraine without ever talking to Europe. You know, so we know these people. We understand the terrorists. We understand Iran. And what he's doing is, you know, contrary to reality.
Congressman Pettinger, we appreciate your service to our country and the United States Congress. We hope you'll come back to us again very soon. But in the meantime, please keep up this really important work on investigating and countering terrorism financing. Dinah West joins us next on the Red-Green Axis. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.